Echoes of the Beanfield, the Saga of the Peace Convoy. The Nomadic Dream, a Mobile Manifesto. In the rolling green landscapes of early 1980s Britain, a vibrant and defiant subculture began to take root on the tarmac. The Peace Convoy was not merely a collection of travelers, it was a mobile society, a rolling manifesto of peace, environmentalism, and alternative living. Traveling in a technicolor fleet of repurposed buses, ambulances, and vans, hundreds of individuals sought a life untethered from the industrial status quo. Their movements were a dance with the seasons, often culminating in spiritual pilgrimages to ancient sites like Stonehenge or political stands at the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp, where they stood in silent, colorful opposition to the nuclear missiles stationed on British soil. The Battle of the Beanfield, 1985. This era of idealistic travel met a violent end on June 1, 1985. As the convoy made its way toward the Stonehenge Free Festival, it was intercepted by a massive deployment of 1,300 Wiltshire police officers. What should have been a peaceful passage turned into a systematic show of force known as the Battle of the Beanfield. In a roadside field, the state's hand fell heavy. Police officers were recorded smashing the windows of the travelers' homes, the very vans they lived in, and assaulting men, women, and even children. A record of repression. The aftermath of the Beanfield was staggering. 537 individuals were arrested, marking the largest mass arrest of civilians in English legal history. The brutality of the event, much of it witnessed by journalists and recorded on film, shocked the nation. However, the government under Margaret Thatcher and the mainstream media framed the travelers not as victims, but as a threat to social order. They were famously branded as medieval brigands and vultures, a dehumanizing rhetoric that served a specific legislative purpose. The legacy of the convoy. The events of 1985 directly fueled the passage of the Public Order Act of 1986. This legislation granted the police unprecedented powers to dismantle gatherings and effectively criminalized the act of nomadic existence. The peace convoy did not vanish, but its struggle became a cornerstone for modern debates on civil liberties and the right to roam. Today, the memory of the convoy serves as a stark reminder of the fragile nature of freedom. Their legacy persists in the continued fight for the protection of ancient sites and the enduring human desire to seek a life defined not by the paved roads of the state, but by the horizon of the open field.